Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears, and I'm a Law of Attraction mentor and spiritual advisor, and I help people be happy and attract more money, love, time, and joy in their lives. I'm coming to you from downtown Bozeman, Montana, and this is the weekly energy update for the week of November 21st, 2021. Every Sunday, I talk about how the energy is going to be for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes, so you do get a little positive energy boost just for listening. And oh my goodness, what a powerful eclipse last week. And we're still in the middle of eclipse season with another eclipse, a total solar eclipse in about 2 weeks on December 4th. So we're in the middle of some, I was going to say big changes, but let's go huge changes, both internal and external. And the good news is that we're moving out of moody, intense Scorpio season and into Sagittarius season starting today for the next month. So Sagittarius is ruled by Jupiter, that big planet, which is really lucky and fortunate. And Jupiter also magnifies everything that it touches. So Sagittarians are big, life-loving people who like to globetrot around the world, who love being at the heart of the party, and really just exploring and loving as much as life has to offer. So because of that, Sag season is filled with celebrations, travel to be with loved ones, lots of big showy decorations, and just really enjoying time with the people you love. So for the whole Sag season, we'll be feeling more outgoing, direct, happy, and passionate. So this month is all about living it up and exploring the world around you. So Sagittarius season is one of the best times of the year when there's this sense of adventure and optimism, making us feel ready to take on the world, and we'll be in really a positive headspace, which feels really mellow and healing after that Scorpio season, that intense Scorpio season. So when it comes to Sagittarius season, you should never have a boring time. Nothing is mundane. Every job, every relationship, every day is an opportunity to grow. So now that we're shifted into some softer energy and we're coming into this holiday season, it's the perfect time to focus on happiness. So Abraham Hicks says that you are exactly as happy as you allow yourself to be. And most of us aren't great at allowing ourselves to be happy. We put terms on our happiness. We tell happiness how we want it to look. We will be happy when we find the person, when I get the job, when I buy the house, when I lose the weight, when I write the book. See all of these boundaries and terms that we're putting on happiness? But happiness is about allowing. And we're in a powerful time right now with this eclipse energy when we can make major changes to our lives. So one of the biggest changes we can make is to allow ourselves to be happy. Allow ourselves to be happy. So how do you do that? First, let's change the idea that you'll be happy when, especially when it comes to money. Money does not make you happy. So I've told this story before, but I have a metric shit ton of new listeners now, so I'm going to repeat it again. So years ago, my mom and my son Tice went to Zimbabwe for the summer, and they volunteered on a wildlife refuge, and they were helping lions. They were cleaning out lion cages and feeding lions and all this great stuff. So my son Tice was at the age when he wanted all the stuff. He wanted the fancy cell phone. He wanted all the gaming systems. He wanted the new clothes, all the shizzle. So he came back from this trip, though, a changed person. And I remember him saying to me, "Mom, the people there had nothing and they were so happy. We're in the US here and we have everything and we're so unhappy." So money does not make you happy. We might allow ourselves to be happy when we have money. Well, some of us anyway. And you know, I love a good spa. And every year I go take a trip to my favorite spa, which is the Golden Door Spa in San Diego. And I was there one time when one of the Heinzes, you know, from like Heinz ketchup was there. and she was super stressed out. And here we are at this wonderful spa being pampered, and my God, life was great. If you can't be happy there, where can you be happy? So I asked her, like, what's up? You know, why are you so miserable? And she said that she was buying a new property and she wasn't sure if she could get all her finances together to buy it because she had money tied up with some other investments. So one of the richest people I've ever met couldn't enjoy this fabulous week at the spa because she was just worried about money. So once again, money does not make you happy. Sure, it makes life easier and more comfortable, but those things don't necessarily translate to happiness. So second, let's prepare and plan to be happy. So happiness is just not some elusive thing that happens when the stars align on the third weekend in July. It's always available. So when we set our overall intention to be happy, our focus shifts. So every morning I wake up and I decide to be happy. I ask, what am I going to enjoy today? Is there any place that I'm not allowing myself to be happy? And because my focus is on happiness, I do the things that set me up to be happy. I keep myself balanced. I exercise. I eat well. I connect with people. I get out in nature. I meditate. And most importantly, I remember that I don't get this day back. I don't get today back. I don't get 11, 21, 2021 back. We don't get a do-over of this time. We don't get Thanksgiving 2021 back. You get one opportunity to make that day great. So set your intention that you are going to be happy on Thanksgiving, no matter what. So when you embrace the no matter what energy, it allows things to just roll off your back. Drunk Uncle John, no biggie, no biggie. Burnt the turkey, no biggie. So to be happy, you have to decide to be happy and then take actions to support this decision. So Sagittarius season is all about letting go of what's no longer working for us and claiming this blank canvas and our new reality. So one of my clients this morning got the message that for her, the eclipse was like hitting the reset button on life. And I just love that visual. We are getting to hit the reset button right now on anything in our life that's not working. This is the astrological moment to focus on the big picture of what you want and what you want to reset. So yeah, we can work on each issue one by one. We can work on getting more money in the retirement account. We can work on the place that we want to live. But ultimately, we want to be happy. So we might as well just go straight to happiness and spend not as much time on the things we think are going to make us happy. Okay, so to recap, we're in Sagittarius season and things are mellowing out. Oh my God, I'm so glad for that. There's optimism and there's a sense of adventure in the air, making us feel like we can take on the world. So this month is about living it up. It's about enjoying life and allowing ourselves to be happy. So what if we set the intention that this was going to be the happiest Thanksgiving in our lives so far? So just take a second and notice your reaction to that. Did you immediately go to the like, no way, that one Thanksgiving was so great, it can't ever be better than that one? And with that thought, we are disallowing happiness. We're telling happiness how we want it to look, and we're not allowing it in for this Thanksgiving. One of my best Thanksgivings was about 6 months after my husband, Larry, died. And I'm the one in the family that always hosts the holidays. But, you know, understandably that year, I just wasn't up for it. So we went to my sister's house, and my sister does not cook at all. I have never seen my sister cook one thing in our entire life. So she ordered the meal from the grocery store, smart thinking. And that's where you get all of the stuff and it's all ready for you. But she didn't realize when she ordered it that she has to cook it too. So she went to pick up the meal about an hour before we were planning on eating. And it was totally uncooked, you know, raw turkey, all of it. Now, this was about 25 years ago. I know now you can order a cooked meal, but you really couldn't back then. So by this time, we're all starving, We are starving. And so we decide to order pizza instead. So we ate pizza while the turkey was cooking, and we ended up eating Thanksgiving, you know, finally around 11 o'clock at night. So a totally unexpected, fun, freeing, wonderful holiday. So go all in on happiness this week. We just don't get this time back. We just don't get it back. So allow Thanksgiving 2021 to be fabulous. So as usual, thank you guys for listening. I really appreciate it. Hey, make it a great week, and I'll talk to you again next week.